Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 47. The king said to Daniel, "Truly your God is the greatest of gods, the Lord over kings, a revealer of mysteries, for you've been able to reveal this secret." This was quite a turnaround. One moment Daniel was being threatened with death, and now, having revealed the meaning of his dream, King Nebuchadnezzar made him ruler of the province of Babylon. He showered him with expensive gifts and declared that Daniel's God was the greatest God of all. Given that Daniel was a foreigner from a faraway land that had been defeated by the Babylonians, this was a truly revolutionary change. However, Nebuchadnezzar's acknowledgement that Daniel's God was the one true God did nothing to change his behaviour. And shortly afterwards, we find him setting up an enormous golden statue, which he expected the people to worship. There's no question that King Nebuchadnezzar was deeply impressed by all that Daniel had done. There's no reason to doubt that he was genuinely in awe of the power and wisdom of Daniel's God. But it did nothing at all to change him. There are many people who, like Nebuchadnezzar, are genuinely impressed by God. They may have seen God change people's lives in amazing ways, and they're pleased to see it, but they carry on with life as if nothing had happened. Acknowledging the greatness and wisdom of God is a wonderful thing, but by itself, it's not enough. It needs to change the way we live. We can sing every hymn and song that's ever been written. We can attend church every Sunday. We can lift our hands in worship with the most enthusiastic of worshippers. We can read the Bible every day. We can have innumerable Christians among our friends. But unless it changes us and shapes the way in which we live and think, it will have no effect. The choice is ours. So let me ask you a question. In what ways are you going to allow God's power and wisdom to shape the way in which you live today? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, we acknowledge that you're an amazing God, and we invite your Holy Spirit to guide us throughout this day. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.